6. Compare and contrast IVs and confounds. Respond to the statement, you only have to worry about confounds when you are testing a causal research hypothesis. IVs and confounds are both causal variables. They are both variables that we think push around, cause, influence, effect, change the dependent variable. The difference between them is, okay, that's the compare part. Have you guys done a lot with compare and contrast? When I say compare and contrast, I really mean it. Compare means tell me how they're similar. Contrast means tell me how they're different. Okay, you'll see a lot of that in the language this semester. So the comparison is they're both causal variables. They're both things that are pushing around, causing, changing the dependent variable. The contrast part is the independent variable is the variable that we're trying to study how it causes the DV. And confounds are screwing that up. Confounds are interfering with, confounding if you will, our ability to examine the relationship between the IV and the DV. Respond to the statement, you only have to worry about confounds when you're testing a causal research hypothesis. There's an asymmetry here. If you want to test a causal research hypothesis, you must have no confounds. Your procedure has got to eliminate all confounds. There can't be any viable alternative hypotheses besides the IV. On the other hand, if all you're looking for is associative information, technically, it's okay if you have confounds because they're not confounding a causal relationship because you're looking at an associative relationship. Technically. In fact, you're still trying to say that A is associated with B. And if you have C, D, and E operating, you might get the wrong impression about if A is related to B. Confounds change statistical conclusions. Remember talking about that up there? For question, where is it? The dependent nature among types of validity in question 4. Confounds screw up statistical conclusions. And so confounds screw up our conclusions about associative hypothesis tests. So there's an asymmetry. While you absolutely have to have no confounds to test a causal hypothesis, the fewer confounds you have, the better the information you get about your associative hypotheses. And that's a new question, so I will get this posted tonight.